We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Bucks Tuesday on Chuck and Winkler. Now the all-access Bucks conversation on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I'm Malcolm Brogdon, Milwaukee's best Bucks coverage here on The Fan.
It's Bucks Tuesday. Don't forget, 12:35 and 5:35. More highlights of the Milwaukee Bucks as we take a behind-the-scenes look at what's going on with this team. Chuck, what's going on with this team is that they're winning games. Eric Bledsoe has sort of changed the culture. Again, Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. We're going to talk about that and more with the former Marquette star. Now does coverage for Fox Sports Wisconsin for the Milwaukee Bucks. Steve Novak joins the program. Welcome back, Steve. How you been? How you doing?
Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are you? Doing well.
Very good. How much has Bledsoe added to this team?
You know, his impact has been pretty instant. It's been pretty amazing. When he got here, I think there was a little concern. He hadn't played in a few weeks. There wasn't going to be any time for him to practice. But here we are. He's played three games for the Bucks, and they're 3-0 with him. And he still hasn't practiced. So I don't know if, to quote the famous Allen Iverson, I don't know if practice is that important or something for this guy. Yeah. I don't know. He's brought quite the spark.
Well, I mean, what is that like when you come to a new team? And when you first go to a city and you maybe don't know anything about it, what is that all like? And getting acclimated, getting used to your team, all that. I mean, it's tough to jump into, I would think.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, when you get traded, it's usually like, hey, you got traded. The jet will be here at 7:30 tomorrow morning, so pack for the next 5 months, and off you go. So, I mean, the transition itself is, I think, tough, but I think to see how he's kind of come to the Bucks and it's been kind of seamless is, I think, just great to see, because you worry, I think, when any guy comes, if it's going to, how it's going to affect other guys. Obviously, at that point guard spot, the Bucks are good. They have Dellavedova and Brogdon, and so him coming in, you were like, what is that going to look like? Is Giannis going to have the ball in his hands as much? But really, the first two games, you could tell Bledsoe was kind of transitioning back in a little bit, and Deli and Brogdon both played great. Obviously, I think you saw Bledsoe really get Giannis even more involved and good touches kind of in transition, which is nice to just get him some easier touches. He doesn't have to wrestle with guys as much when he's able to get out and run and someone else has the ball in their hands.
Steve Novak joining us now with Fox Sports Wisconsin here on a Bucks Tuesday on Chuck and Winkler. You know, when you go to a new team, it might take a while to get acclimated to the city, your life, these guys, your teammates. I've just been so impressed with how it seems like Bledsoe and Giannis particularly, these two seem like they've been playing for a long time together, much more than just three games. Have you seen a sort of pairing like that where it's come together so quickly, and how rare is it for that to happen?
Yeah, no, I do think it's unique. I think because the Bucks are playing like really unselfish basketball, and the guys that we're talking about, they're all guards, right? I mean, Giannis might be listed as a power forward, and he's obviously 7 foot, but he's a point guard, and Bledsoe's a point guard, and Deli and Brogdon. And I think that's a huge credit to Jason Kidd, because he's a guy that, he said, look, I'll play a 7-foot guy a point, and I'll play positionless basketball. So I think a lot of that has to do with he'll put the guys out there that are playing well together and are, you know, their plus minuses are good and they're effective together. And some coaches would look at it and go, this is crazy. You got 3 or 4 point guards out there, you know, but Jason's saying, hey, if this is a group that's playing well together, I'm going to leave them. And I think because they're a group of unselfish guys, they're raising their teammates' level in it. And it's looking like it's easy, but really it's kind of unique that it's so many guards out there at one time.
John Henson played 26 minutes last night, and him and Thon have been sucking up all the minutes at the center spot, but do they need another body in there eventually to take some of those minutes away?
You know, I tend to want to say yes to you, but I also think that the way the Bucks have been playing and the way that the basketball is trending, is just, it's away from big guys. I mean, Greg Monroe was a great player for us. I thought he played really well. He was a great interior passer. And but I think we saw that the priority is being put on speed and on unselfishness and guard play. And that's kind of last night, one of the biggest guys in the league, Marcus Soll, comes in. And like you said, John Henson and Thon do just a great job with them. And there's just so much more guard play. Our top four guards right now are averaging collectively over 80 points a game. The Celtics and Raptors top four guards, the top two teams in the East, are averaging just collectively 55 points a game. So I think the Bucks right now we're a guard team, we're a speed team. That's, I think, how we are going to beat you.
Because I'm just wondering if a center is going to come out here like Kevin Love did last week and just just take care of the paint.
Yeah, no, I do think, you know, that if a big guy comes along and they try to make it a wrestling match with, like you said, Thon or John, it comes down, I think, for the Bucks as more of a defensive scheme to take that away and double team and make him kick it to someone else and then have rotations out of it is what the Bucks are doing right now versus it being, do we have a single guy that can stop like a dominant big guy? And if that means that we got to double and rotate and find a way to get stops that way, I think we've shown that the Bucks are guards that are long and lengthy and strong. I mean, Giannis and Bledsoe and these guys are, you know, they can guard four men. It sounds crazy, but they're strong enough to hold these guys off right now. They're doing a good job.
Talking with Steve Novak here on a Bucks Tuesday. Steve was with the Bucks recently, now with Fox Sports Wisconsin. How different is it from your vantage point now, being able to see what Jason Kidd's trying to do with his team offensively, defensively? How different is it from your eyes now from when you were within the team and being a part of those plays? Are you seeing anything that you didn't before, if that makes sense?
Yeah, no, I think this team is what we're seeing now, and with the Bledsoe trade is definitely like the evolution of, you know, what Jason has in his head and the front office has in their minds. And, you know, I think that trade signifies very much of that. Is, you know, like I said, Greg Monroe is a very good big man in this league, but we make the move and we go get a very good guard, even though we had some very good guards. But I think that you just kind of see it evolving into the Bucks. We are playing small ball. We are playing faster. We're getting out and trying to get teams on their heels and back in transition where, you know, when you have Giannis coming down the court at you, I think defenses can say, hey, put two guys, you know, down there and load up and try to stop them. But now once you get Bledsoe running one side and you have Giannis running the other, I think we're just starting to spread some of the defenses thin, and I think that's why you see we were able to get a big road win in San Antonio and with one style and then come home and the Lakers want to really push the place and pace and play another way, and we beat them. And then last night, again, Memphis is one of the top defenses in the league, and in the first quarter we were shooting 65%. So it was an up-and-down game, but I think we're showing that if we do what we do really well, then it's going to be tough to beat us kind of no matter who we're facing.
Boy, this Pistons team is coming in tomorrow night with Drummond, and they're off to a really good start at 10-3. Do you know much about them and what's been working for those guys?
I'll tell you. Stan Van Gundy, he's just so grumpy. I feel like they've just taken on his his grumpy persona, and those guys are...
Is he really?
I played for his brother, and I think that's close enough to tell.
I suppose.
Yeah, but no, they are. I think they're 10-3 as of last night, and they're playing great. It's going to be another perfect test. I think one of the teams that's the hottest right now coming in. They play defense. They got scores. You know, they're a similar team in that they're long, athletic guys that try to make it difficult for other teams, kind of like the Bucks are. So I think it'll be a great test.
Steve, how for you is the transition to the TV world been? Because, you know, it's not too far removed from when you were on the court, and it can be tough when people are done and then they go into TV and they're around the sport constantly. And we see in the pregame and everybody's coming up in the layup line and hugging you or flicking your ear. How's the transition been for you, and what are you learning? What are you enjoying?
I'm just learning so much right now. Like you said, it's it's the stuff that you can't expect that's been the toughest. It's, you know, where I prep and I do all my stuff for a pregame and I get all my thoughts together and then I'm like, okay, here we go. And then I got somebody, like you said, coming and taking my earpiece out and messing my hair up. And I'm like, I can't prep for this. So they're talking in my ear, telling me, we're coming to you on camera in 3 seconds. And so it's been a cool learning experience. But to be around the game still and to be able to talk about these guys has been really fun.
Did you think you ever get in the TV or into this broadcast field?
You know, as a kid growing up, my dream was to play basketball. And honestly, like, even though they have these meetings and they tell you, you're going to do something else longer than you're going to play, even if you have the luxury of playing for a long time, I'm not sure how that never sunk in.
Yeah.
But I figured I would play until I was 70. So I can't say I dreamed of it, but for sure, I think there was never a question that I would always be around the game just because, you know, it's the game I love. So I'm just thankful that there is something else in the game that I can stay close to it with.
What if they threw a jersey at you and said, we need you tonight? Are you completely done or would you go back?
Oh man, with the minimum salaries where they're at now, I would have no choice. I mean, I'd have to call Peter Fagan and work on a buyout with him and go chase the money.
I basically just asked Steve, do you like money? Yes. Would you welcome more money? Yeah.
Do you still play it all day? I mean, you still keep in shape?
I do. But it immediately became very strange to me working out because once I realized I was not on the team and was not working out for like the performance of playing well in the game, I lost so much motivation. All of a sudden I'm just like running or lifting or doing whatever. And I'm thinking, what am I doing right now? What is this for? I don't have to play well in the game tomorrow night. But so I don't want to get fat and I want to stay alive is now my motivation.
Yeah. Basically what you're saying here, and I agree with you, working out sucks.
Working out's terrible.
It does. It's like the worst hour of your life. Worst hour of your
day. You work out for an hour?
40 minutes on the treadmill, maybe lift a little bit.
And, good for you.
But it sucks though. It's like but once you're done, you're good. But I mean, geez, all day it's like, God, I got to work out today. Oh.
You aren't lying.
Do you have, so with now in being in TV, do you have aspirations to get to a certain point or is it whatever comes at you, we'll go from there?
You know, honestly, right now, I haven't even had those thoughts. Like I said, I've literally been trying to figure out how to finish my thought when John Henson is taking my earpiece out. So I haven't really given it as much thought as to what's next, but I think I've just really been having a good time. I think because this Bucks team it really is an exciting time and there's so much to talk about that it has been kind of easy because there's always the Giannis doing this or the Bledsoe trade that. And so, with the arena coming and the excitement around the team, I feel like the whole community is kind of having fun with it. There's so much to look forward to.
It's pretty awesome, and we will watch the team grow, and we'll watch you deal with John Henson and these guys in the pregame as well. Steve, appreciate some time. Keep up the good work. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.